This is KCUR. The backlash that followed the high-profile shootings in Ferguson and Baltimore has made law enforcement think twice about how it responds. A sea change in the way American police departments do business took place earlier this week when President Obama moved to limit the use of military equipment by local forces. Here in Kansas City, a plan is underway to turn officers away from their guns and toward quick, critical thinking. KCUR's Sam Zeff reports.
It's weapon recertification time for a couple of dozen KCPD officers at the department's range in Kansas City North. It's a simulated gunfight. They empty their clips, reload, and fire again.
Normally, qualification only takes probably a couple hours.
But this year, says Sergeant Wade Smith, who is the chief firearms instructor for KCPD, recertification is taking longer because, he says, the department is giving officers new tools about when to shoot.
If everything looks like a nail, and that's because all I have is a hammer. So if I give you a screwdriver, a pair of pliers, and some really high-tech stuff, then you can start doing some really ingenious things, and you don't have to nail everything with a hammer.
It's called tactical disengagement, and the change is from the top. Chief Daryl Forte made the move in January, but says he's been thinking about it since he started with the department 29 years ago. After unarmed people were shot by cops in Cleveland, South Carolina, and of course Ferguson, the Kansas City department knew there had to be a better way. There had to be a way that fewer people died and police were still protected.
223 just got shots fired. Subject is down.
Think about this video from South Carolina from last month. Why did that North Charleston officer have to shoot a man whose identity he knew and whose car was far away? Under tactical disengagement, Walter Scott may still be alive. Forte says with all the controversial police-involved deaths, now was the time to change.
Had I done this 3 years ago, it might not have been this kind of buy-in because they're saying, why are we doing this? Are we cowards or changing our practices for no reason? And they understand that there's a need to change the way we look at things.
Cowardice. This turns out to be far more important than you may think. We'll get back to it, but first, let's go back to the gun range. Sergeant Smith says tactical disengagement boils down to this. If officers create more distance and slow down encounters, then they may not have to shoot.
So if we encounter somebody at a distance of 20 or 30 feet, we can move to cover, we can start out behind cover, we can give them some direction about, hey, look, you know what, you're making me nervous in reference to whatever it is that they're doing.
Tactical disengagement isn't just happening in Kansas City. Chuck Wexler with the Police Executive Research Forum, a leading law enforcement think tank, says it's slowly taking hold in other departments. We reached him on his cell phone from Abu Dhabi, where he just finished speaking to police there. I'm sure you're familiar with the concept of tactical disengagement. What are your thoughts about that, given what we saw in Ferguson, Baltimore, Staten Island?
If they can step back, if they can slow things down, we know that can make a difference.
Many in law enforcement are resisting this change. Some say police already use deadly force as a last resort. Others say hesitation could mean more dead cops. But Wexler insists this tactic will make policing safer.
This isn't about officers retreating from a situation. This is about officers stepping back, getting help, and trying to resolve a situation in a win-win kind of way. And that's a really new thinking for our country.
So there it is again, that officers are worried about retreating, being seen as cowards. That, says Forte, just might be the heaviest lift.
We're always talked about or afraid of becoming labeled as cowards, so we don't back down in a lot of situations. And I knew that early on as a young police officer. You don't want to be labeled as a coward, so I wanted to make it safe for people to back away from some situations.
But in the end, all this training, planning, and worry may mean very little if the community doesn't buy in.
It's an important step in the right direction, and I think it's long overdue when it comes to making sure that there's alternatives versus just pulling the gun. in shooting someone.
Damon Daniel runs the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime from an office along Prospect Avenue. The organization has been around for decades and helps detectives solve crimes and helps citizens file complaints against police. Tactical disengagement, he says, recognizes that in the end, police, citizens, and even those who might break the law just want to go home at night.
It also helps officers, as well as individuals, recognize the humanity. And I think that's what is most important in all of this, is recognizing the humanity in all of us.
Sam Zeff, KCUR News.